Growth is often touted as being good for business. But does an increase in population growth always benefit businesses? This is actually somewhat of a paradox. Initially, growth is good for business because a greater number of people typically leads to greater sales. However, as the population continues to grow, competitors will be drawn to the area. As an example, consider a hardware store in a small town and assume that it takes 15,000 people to support a hardware store. If the city has a population of 15,000 people and just one hardware store, then the single store gets all the business. As the city grows to 20,000 people, the hardware store has higher sales, and when the city grows to 25,000 people, the hardware store does even better. Then, when the city gets to a population of 30,000 people, it can support two hardware stores, and presumably another store will open. As the city continues to grow, that growth is good for business, because presumably all the hardware stores do better. However, as growth continues over time, competition keeps the market in equilibrium. The cycle continues, and once the city grows to a population of 45,000, it can support three hardware stores, and then at 60,000 people, it can support four hardware stores. However, the paradox of city growth is that this doesn't continue forever. Someday, this city reaches the population threshold for a Lowe's or Home Depot, and then some of the smaller hardware stores end up going out of business. Additionally, the money that was being spent there is no longer invested locally.